Thank you and good afternoon. The Eureka Police Department arrested two suspects responsible for the robbery of a Eureka woman that was suspected to have happened between 6th and V Streets around 2 o'clock Tuesday morning. 26-year-old Marissa Carlson and 27-year-old Catherine Carlson were involved in assaulting the victim with hammers and bats and then robbing the victim shortly after. Catherine Carlson was found to be in possession of a billy club while Marissa Carlson had an outstanding warrant. After two unsuccessful attempts to locate the victim, she was able to be interviewed by police by 7 o'clock Tuesday morning. Charges of assault with a deadly weapon and robbery were added to both suspects. About 3 hours prior, Eureka police responded to another assault committed off of Waterfront Drive. Officers found a male victim unconscious with severe facial injuries and a female victim who suffered injuries as well. 31-year-old Brandon Crosby was named as the suspect using a large stick to attack the two victims. Crosby was later found and arrested for assault with a deadly weapon, probation violation, and being intoxicated in public. On Tuesday night, CAL FIRE responded to Wallen Road off of Alder Point near Garberville after a wildfire ignited in that area. Known as the Buck Fire, fire crews contained almost all of the blaze by 9 a.m. this morning by the use of air assets dropping retardant and controlling the fire from spreading. The fire is at 80% containment and residents remain under temporary evacuation alert. In addition, CAL FIRE crews have the Queen Fire near Pequon at 60% containment. The fire has burned over 160 acres and more than 700 personnel are on scene, continuing containment efforts. It will be even tougher for crews battling wildfires as high heat, dry weather, and heavy fuel loads are expected to continue in the coming weeks. As the wildfire season continues, the importance of air assets can't be overstated, and that was the message in a release issued by the Federal Aviation Administration earlier this afternoon. The release addressed the issues of individuals flying drones near wildfire areas and the hindrance it could have on firefighting aircrafts. The message was clear and simple: if you fly, we can't. According to FAA Administrator Michael Huerta, the penalty for endangering aircrafts or interfering with ground units with drones includes a fine that can range from anywhere to $1,000 to $25,000. Details are scarce as the Trinity County Sheriff's Office investigates a shooting incident that occurred in the Indian Valley area Tuesday afternoon. Sheriff's deputies responded to the shooting, which occurred off of Highway 36 east of Densmore. The shooting suspect was located while another person sustained a gunshot wound and was flown to an out-of-area hospital. Deputies say that the victim remains in fair condition. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office has issued a warning to residents to be on the lookout for possible money transfer scams. This comes after the sheriff's office recently received several calls from citizens regarding the scam. A caller will claim to be a Mendocino deputy and will tell residents that they missed jury duty and will need to pay off their arrest warrant in amounts that exceed over $5,000. Residents are reminded that the sheriff's office does not make these type of calls or make requests to obtain money. If you experience this type of phone call, it's most likely a scam and you can report it to law enforcement. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. At their meeting on Tuesday, the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors addressed the county's aviation issues. Dan Squire has more.
The Board of Supervisors had a full agenda on Tuesday, and amidst decisions about medical marijuana dispensaries and the issuance of proclamations, the board voted unanimously to form an ad hoc committee to work on solving the funding and service issues at the Humboldt County Airport. Supervisors Ryan Sundberg and Virginia Bass were appointed to represent the county as elected officials, airport staff, local businesses, and private citizens continue to search for ways to make the airport profitable. Currently, the airport division is operating with a structural budget deficit, and the supervisors, along with Public Works Director Tom Mattson, are on record saying that fixes must be found. The airport and its funding have become a top priority. The committee will meet each month in downtown Eureka.
Thank you, Dan. This morning, the California Highway Patrol responded to Highway 101 eastbound to Highway 299 after a big rig overturned. Crews from CAL FIRE and the Department of Transportation also provided assistance to CHP on scene. The afternoon was spent clearing the 101 as the contents of the truck scattered across the roadway. The roadway was closed until 2 o'clock after the truck's contents were removed, and the semi-truck was then able to be removed off the highway. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.